In the U.S., it's practically a childhood right, learning how to ride a bicycle. That's not necessarily the case in other countries, especially for girls. But it is a skill that can offer a sense of freedom. A group in Germany is helping refugee women learn to ride. NPR's Deborah Amos saw the program in action while reporting in Berlin.
The students meet in a sprawling park on the edge of Berlin. Some are recent arrivals from Syria, from Iraq, and from Iran. Before they arrived in Germany, they didn't know how to ride a bike and were forbidden to even try.
My name is Annette Krüger.
Annette Krüger gave her first bike riding class in 2015. She was working as a volunteer in a refugee camp. An avid cyclist, she figured she could change lives faster by teaching women to ride. At first, she was swarmed by kids, but she said, "Bring your mothers." And the moms were skeptical at first, but then they did join in.
After 1 hour, the first, she made it. And then the other saw that and said, "Ah, but she can made it, may I can made it, yeah?"
Since then, the program has added donors, volunteers, a website, and a catchy name.
So it's Bike...
Bikeygees, on bike and refugee. Bikeygees.
That's Bikeygees.
We taught actually 1,100 women how to ride a bike. Yay.
And thanks to donations, she's given out 400 bikes, helmets, locks, and maintenance tools to students who learn Germany's rules of the road. Here's how it works. Shaha Khalif, who learned to ride 3 years ago, is now a volunteer. She's running beside a new rider, holding her until she finds the balance and the confidence to take off on her own. Khalif is a Yazidi from Sinjar, Iraq, where she says she wasn't allowed to ride a bike when she was growing up.
So what does it mean for you to learn how to do this?
It's really beautiful, says this 21-year-old with a broad smile. It's a beautiful feeling. I can ride with friends, and it's a good sport. Many refugee women recount the oppressive restrictions back home. One Syrian activist in Berlin tells me that it was her first bike ride when she understood there were different rules for girls and for boys. Jomana Saif remembers her 11-year-old self riding a bike in Damascus for the first time.
The people there, and children also, it was shocking for them that I'm riding a bike. And they started to say, "Oh, it's shame on you. You are a girl just riding a bicycle."
Even the children said shame on you?
Yes, even the children.
In Germany, language is seen as the key to integration for newcomers. Annette Krüger insists that it's bikes. Learning to ride and learning to fix one, especially for women, instills a sense of self-sufficiency, a necessary ingredient for integration.
They're taller.
They're taller?
Yeah, they grow up. Many said, "I didn't expect ever in my life that I can do that. It was my dream. Every woman on the world should be able to ride a bike and allowed to."
And Krüger believes that biking is a human right. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Berlin.